Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Latona, L-A-T-O-N-A. Annette Latona is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-8-22. Appeared she was three steps up on a step ladder doing stock pulling. Appeared her right ankle gave out and she fell onto the right side of her back. Appeared she believed she injured her lower back, common neck, common right shoulder, and pelvis, and was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she has further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of pelvic fracture and lower back sprain. Appears she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared she states that her right foot and ankle was recovering from being treated with a boot in place. Appeared she was also receiving therapy. Appeared her prior symptoms included the right foot and ankle and shoulder from a previous accident at work. Appeared she describes additional injuries in the subject event, indicating she needs to undergo right rotator cuff surgery and is awaiting it to occur. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Latona was attended to by EMS personnel on 8-8-22. Period. They noted she was lying supine on the ground and was alert and oriented. Period. History was notable for anxiety, comma, asthma, comma, automatic implantable cardiac defibrillator / pacer, comma, and depression. Period. She complained of ongoing right chest and flank pain after the fall from approximately 2 feet from a stepladder while stocking shelves. Period. They noted BLS and police department personnel were already on scene. Period. Palpation of the chest and flank area revealed no deformity or abnormality. Period. She was then taken to Shaw Memorial Hospital emergency room. Period. They also noted a fall from approximately 1.5 feet. Bertie complained of pain in the right flank, comma right knee, comma hand, and elbow contusions. Period. She was examined, underwent laboratory studies and numerous radiographic studies. Period. Her discharge diagnosis was apophyseal avulsion fracture of the right anterior superior iliac spine, seen on CAT scan of the chest. Period. Otherwise, there was no acute intra-abdominal or acute intra-abdominal abnormality. Period. The x-rays of the left wrist were within normal limits. Period. X-rays of the right knee showed no fracture or malalignment. Period. There was minimal osteoarthritis. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Latona followed up with Dr. Ruggiero, R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O, beginning 8-9-22, period. He listed current medications that included buspirone, comma, cetirizine, comma, famotidine, comma, levothyroxine, comma, metformin, comma, metoprolol, comma, omeprazole, comma, pantoprazole, comma, and sulfa, methoxazole-trimethoprim. Period. She conveyed that there was tenderness over the right mid-posterior ribs and pain with deep breathing. Period. There was pain with range of motion of the right hip, although this was normal. Period. They listed diagnoses of pelvic fracture and contusion of the right chest wall. Period. She was seen again on 8/16/22 by Dr. Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H, and was cleared for light duty. Scratch that. She may not return to work, limited duty, until seen by orthopedics for further evaluation. Period. They gave another diagnosis of contusion of the right chest wall, for which incentive spirometry was initiated. Period. New paragraph on 8/17/22. The petitioner came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Zucconi. Period. He narrated her course of treatment to date and current symptomatology. Period. He found there to be full range of motion of the lumbar spine with no tenderness or ecchymosis. Period. Examination of the right hip revealed pain with palpation of the inguinal area, comma, greater trochanter, comma, the lesser trochanter, the gluteal musculature, and pain over the sacroiliac joint. Period. Range of motion is nearly full and symmetrical. Period. Piriformis provocation was absent. Period. Standing Romberg was assessed, and she had adequate motor power and could perform a squat. Period. He rendered diagnosis of contusion of the right chest wall, comma, mechanical low back pain, comma, enclosed, displaced, avulsion fracture of the right ilium. Period. He noted she had a history of COPD, as well as an AICD, floating in her left axilla, which is very unusual in his opinion, but not related to the fall. Period. He wanted her to remain out of work, but saw no surgical intervention necessary at that time. Period. She also began physical therapy on 10/6/22. Period. Dr. Zucconi monitored her care through 11/28/22. Period. She was participating in physical therapy and taking Percocet at night for her pain. Period. She still was feeling painful. Period. On this visit, the physiatrist named Dr. Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I, refilled her Percocet. Period. Interestingly, he observed decreased range of motion of the lumbar spine in extension and tenderness in the right lumbar paraspinal area. Period. And put this above. This differs from the full range of motion she had demonstrated from the outset. Period. He wanted her to have a trial of physical therapy, and if she did not improve, MRI of the lumbar spine would be done. Period. She is not a candidate for long-term use of opiates. Period. She was unable to attend physical therapy last month, so was referred for it again. Period. She was cleared for full duty effective 12/1/22. And deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She had a thin body habitus. Period. Extremities upper. She wore long sleeves that she simply rolled up for visualization. Period. There was guarding and decreased range of motion about the right shoulder in all spheres, associated with tenderness too. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist. Period. This markedly decreased range of motion prohibited provocative maneuvers being performed on the right shoulder. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Parrott, she was tendered a palpation on the lateral aspect of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Parrott, hands, wrists, elbows is normal. Extremities lower. She wore sweatpants that she rolled up for visualization. Parrott, she also was observed taking off her boots with fluid mobility. Parrott, inspection revealed swelling of the right lateral malleolus that was tendered to palpation. Period. Right hip motion was full in all spheres, but external rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left hip and ankle was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Right ankle inversion was mildly limited to 25 degrees that she attributed to an old injury. Period. Motion was otherwise full in the remaining spheres. Period. Deep tendon patella reflexes were 3+ bilaterally, but were 2+ at the Achilles. Period. Hips and pelvis, normal. Pelvic rocking, normal. Spine, cervical. She had 20 degrees of flexion and 15 degrees of extension, both with tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation was essentially full to 70 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bending was full to 45 degrees. Period. There was tenderness at the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And then normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 80 degrees with low back tenderness. Period. Bilateral side bending was full with tenderness. Period. Extension and bilateral rotation was full without tenderness. Period. She had mild tenderness palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, comma, iliac crest, comma, and greater trochanter trip, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature or sciatic notches. Period. And then the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 8/8/22, Annette Latona fell from 1.5 to 2 feet off the ground from a stepladder. Period. She believed she injured multiple body areas and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Period. She underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. These were remarkable only for the avulsion fracture off her pelvis. Period. She followed up afterwards with Dr. Ruggiero and had orthopedic consultations with Dr. Zucconi. Period. A course of physical therapy was rendered. Period. She followed up through 11/28/22 when Dr. Mariani opined she was a maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found she ambulated with a physiologic gait and no foot drop or assistive devices. Period. She had minimally limited lumbar range of motion, only in flexion. Period. She had variable mobility about the cervical spine with tenderness. Period. She had markedly guarded range of motion about the right shoulder associated with tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the hands, wrists, and elbows were negative. Period. She had crepitus at both knees. Period. She stated she could not lay flat with her right leg because it hurts her hip. Period. She was nevertheless able to do so with coaxing. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the pelvis. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the low back, comma, chest, comma, or right knee. Period. And that is the end.